GDP takes the northbound fast train.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's The Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiatakis. For President Obama, it's all about jobs, jobs, jobs. From a couple of philanthropists, billions to fight disease. Marketplace special coverage from Davos continues a little later. First, where's Wall Street? The markets are up right now. The S&P up about 0.2%. The NASDAQ up nearly 1%. The Dow higher now by 70 points at 10,190. Markets in Europe a little higher right now as well. And stocks were off in Asia 1-2%. The nation's gross domestic product rose at its quickest pace in at least 6 years, 5.7% in the fourth quarter. We're going to get some analysis of that from Chris Lowe, senior economist at FTN Financial. He's with us live from New York. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Boy, it's nice to hear that music for a change.
Yeah, the up music, exactly. So GDP was up. What does this mean? And we heard from Christina Romer, White House chief economist, who says, all right, let's not put too much into one number, right? Maybe some more bumps in the road ahead. But is this sustainable?
I think it will be. I think the right way to look at this report is that this is the transition to sustainable that we need to see. It's the first step.
I want to talk a little bit about the stock market, because here we are up today. If it does improve much higher, or if it doesn't, I should say, we're going to see like one of the worst months in a long time, in nearly a year. Why are investors so skittish?
Well, I'd say there's three things people are focused on. One is Greece. Greece is teetering on the edge of default, and the Europeans say they're not going to bail it out. That would be really bad for European banks, especially, who have a lot of exposure. The second is China is tightening. China is the swing consumer of commodities. So if Chinese growth slows, then global commodity demand drops off. And finally is the new populism in Washington, this sort of anti-business attitude, which we're hearing from the president, but also to some extent from Republicans.
Next week's big number, Chris, is January employment. We're going to get that report a week from today. What is 5.7 GDP mean for jobs?
Well, it ought to be good. At this stage, what I'm hearing from businesses is that orders are coming in. They're still very cautious about hiring. But from more and more CEOs, I'm hearing, gee, I might have to hire if the economy continues to grow at this pace.
Chris Lowe with us from New York. Chris, thanks.
You're welcome.
Speaking of jobs, with 10% unemployment these days, jobs are the main focus at the White House. Today, President Obama is pitching a plan that includes incentives to small businesses to hire up. He's speaking to congressional Republicans today, and right now we're speaking with Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, live from the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's the plan?
Well, it's something the president plugged in his State of the Union, and now we're starting to get details. A $5,000 tax credit for each new hire this year, a payroll tax break for small employers. That would be when they give an existing worker more hours or they give them a raise. Total cost $33 billion to come from money paid back from the bank bailout.
All right. So what do you hear from small business owners if it passes Congress? Are they going to bite?
Well, a lot of their businesses are still struggling, whatever Chris told us about those GDP numbers. And if they don't have more money coming in the door from sales and access to credit to make their payroll, they're not going to put up help wanted notices. Management consultant Peter Cohen told me that small businesses have gotten really good at getting the work done without filling all their office chairs.
And they are going to be very reluctant to hire new people unless they absolutely feel that they're going to be missing out on business if they don't hire them. So I don't think this tax credit is going to be enough to push them over the edge.
But Mitchell, there must be some small businesses that could be enticed into hiring.
That would be companies that are already seeing an uptick in their business, maybe entrepreneurial startups that see a big opportunity. They're probably ready to hire anyway, so tax break is just one more thing that might tip the balance.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman with us from Oregon. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. and by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
Marketplace coverage from the World Economic Forum in Davos continues. There, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates and his wife Melinda announced a commitment of $10 billion over the next decade to research new vaccines and bring them to the world's poorest countries. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The Gates Foundation is the world's biggest private charity, with $34 billion in its coffers. Today, the two founders pledged to spend more of that cash on vaccines over the next decade. A lot more. In fact, double what they spent over the last 10 years. At a news conference here, Melinda Gates said the extra spending would combat infectious disease in most of the poorest countries in the world.
That means we'll be able to prevent the deaths with this investment and our partners' investments of over 8 million children in the next 9 years.
The money will be spent on researching and delivering vaccines against malaria, AIDS, and rotavirus. The decision reflects a growing concern about falling donations from deficit-laden governments. The fear is that if vaccination rates decline, infectious diseases could run out of control. In Davos, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
By the way, special coverage from Davos continues later on Marketplace. PepsiCo CEO Indra Nooyi talks about making it through the Great Recession. Finally, at the Schauspielhaus in Germany, a theater troupe decided they wanted to be authentic. The characters they were playing were binge drinkers, so they replaced their stage water with vodka, and they got soused. Theatergoers were mortified. The cast was falling off the stage. Medics and police were called. Talk about method actors. Hey, check us out online. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. You can get the podcast there as well, which we offer to you every day, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.